Next item on the agenda, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, City of Virginia Beach, 09-0427.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, sir.
Members of the Commission. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the City of Virginia Beach are requesting authorization to nourish the Cape Henry Beach area of Virginia Beach with approximately 250,000 cubic yards of beach-quality sand to be dredged from the Lynn Haven Inlet Federal Navigation Channel. The sand will be hydraulically pumped up into the beach situated along the Chesapeake Bay within the approximate boundaries of First Landing State Park on the eastern end and Jade Street on the western end. Just a vicinity map here. We're along the Chesapeake Bay, right here at the Lynn Haven Inlet, the stretch of the Cape Henry Beach here, the project area. This is a map and a drawing provided by the Corps showing the entire project area. This is the Lynn Haven Inlet Federal Navigation Channel in red, going into Long Creek. In the past, this has been dredged about every 3 years. And the sand, the beach quality sand, has been pumped hydraulically up into the Ocean Park beach area. This has not required a permit from the Commission as it's a federal navigation channel, and the placement of the material on Ocean Park Beach was congressionally authorized in the past. This time, they are proposing to place the beach quality sand onto the Cape Henry Beach, which a portion of it is privately owned. A little bit closer look, these are the same core drawings, starting from the western end. The hatched area would be the beach to be nourished. Lynn Haven Fishing Pier in the middle. Going to the east, and the eastern limit here. It's hard to see, but this is the beginning of First Landing State Park. It's your typical cross-section of a nourishment proposal. It basically just shows how the beach would be growing channelward of mean low water. Now, this is a map with a tax map overlay provided by the city. And a couple of things to point out, we'll come back to this in a moment, but the numbered parcels are adjoining property owners and or riparian property owners. The unnumbered parcels, according to the city, are city-owned parcels. So we want to start here. Here's the Jade Street right-of-way on the western end, extending to the east. And the yellow hatched area would be the nourishment area. This white line is the approximate mean low water line of 2005, the date of this aerial. It's very similar to the recent surveyed low water line of April 13th through the 17th of 2009, just a few weeks ago. So just notice the parcel boundary lines and their proximity to mean low water and to the nourishment proposal. Now, these proposals, this goes down to the inlet. This is the old Duck Inn property for relevance. These parcels are not included, and they're not included because some of these property owners do not agree that the city has a prescriptive easement over their properties, and some of those are actually in court right now. So the city and the Corps basically chose to omit those to avoid any hurdles to a permit. And we're just going to the east, and again, just notice how the parcels are drawn. And down on the eastern end, here's the park on this side, numerous properties, but it does appear the city owns the majority of the beach in this stretch. A couple of ground shots, one just looking west on the Cape Henry Beach area, one looking to the east. These photos are actually from 2006, some of the photos I took when they were nourishing the Ocean Park Beach. This is what it would look like typically. You have your pipeline laid out, your bulldozer moving the sand around. And an aerial of a pipeline actually spraying the sand out, giving you a nice wide beach in most areas, and that's what they're looking for. And we've received no objections from any agency, including VIMS, the Coast Guard, Department of Historic Resources, Conservation and Recreation. No local wetlands board permit was required, and we received no public objections. However, we did receive a few emails complaining that they were left out, the parcels 1 through 11. We can't address those questions. Those are issues between those property owners and the city. Now, back to this sort of slide I showed you earlier, I want to further point out some potential property rights issues. Again, note the approximate mean low water line versus the existing property lines. And as always, in every case, the state considers the state-owned submerged bottom channeled of low water to be state-owned property. Therefore, to us, these property lines mean nothing. But they're here, and they've been there for quite some time. So it gives us some concern about the perception of what's actually happening to these certain riparian properties. A little bit closer up, I'm going to point out some of these parcels, just looking at number 18, maybe 17, 13, and 16, where their boundary lines actually are shown channeled of low water. And we just want to raise these issues and questions. What do these property owners think is happening to their properties? And how far do they think their properties go now, and how far will they go once the nourishment occurs? Ultimately, we maintain that the nourishment will not fill or restore these properties back to their original size. Anything channeled of mean low water will actually be creation of the state-owned property. And I'm going to leave that slide up while I go through the summary. Come back to that. The dredging of the federal project channel is a necessary undertaking, and the use of the dredged quantities of beach quality sand for nourishment is both a logical and beneficial activity for the city of Virginia Beach. In general, staff has no objection with the nourishment concept. In fact, section 10.1-704 of the Code of Virginia states that the beaches of the Commonwealth shall be given priority to receive beach quality sand for nourishment as a result of dredging activities. In the past, staff has consistently recommended, and the Commission has required, that nourishment from dredge activities occur to benefit and protect public beaches. However, complicated legal and property rights issues arise when proposed government-sponsored nourishment appears to benefit privately owned parcels. The city has apparently been working to address such legal issues for the past few years. The current application for nourishment, however, was only received by our staff last month. Although it appears the city may own a majority of the parcels that extend down to the mean low water mark, there are some private parcels that will undoubtedly grow seaward as a result of the nourishment. The city maintains that no matter how far channeled the beach grows, their prescriptive easement will grow with it. This, they believe, will allow them to continually limit and control beach activities while normal maintenance activities occur. While that may be true, an easement alone does not address the question of ownership of the real property that will be created. Since the beach will be extended channeled of mean low water as a result of the nourishment itself and not through natural accretion, staff does not believe that the existing property boundaries will shift. This is in keeping with the law and previous Supreme Court decisions. Regardless of the public-private boundary line, we do believe it is appropriate and necessary for the city to manage and police the created beach area. However, we question whether private property owners can grant or the city can legally extend their existing easement over what will become state-owned upland property, or in other words, the real property which will arise channelward of the recent April 2009 survey line. Perhaps our biggest concern is the potential perception of the current private property owners that my property, quote-unquote, is now enlarged, restored, or reestablished to what may have been the previously platted and recorded parcel dimensions that are currently shown channeled of mean low water. This sort of confusion could lead to future legal wrangling regarding property sizes, boundaries, and even riparian rights issues. Such arguments and the potential of legal suits could easily entangle the Commission and the Commonwealth. Therefore, in light of the existing property issues, staff recommends you consider permitting the nourishment only if the City of Virginia Beach and all other private riparian property owners acknowledge and agree that all parcel boundary lines currently shown channeled of the mean low water mark, as depicted on the April 2009 survey, are null and void. The location of the mean low water survey line should be permanently recorded on the city's tax map records and on all affected property plats. While this action won't necessarily preclude or prevent any future private claims to the increased beach property generated from the nourishment, it may bolster the Commission's legal position in court. This would also put any future property owner on notice of the Commonwealth's claim at such a time of purchase or property transfer. This action should also negate the city from having to extend its existing easement line channelward of the recently surveyed mark. If the city cannot verify that all legal issues have been addressed or resolved, and that all channelward extensions of existing boundary lines have been nullified or abandoned before nourishment is set to occur, staff would recommend that nourishment for the Cape Henry Beach area not be permitted for this dredging cycle. Nourishment would then continue along the Ocean Park Beach area as it has in the past. This delay could provide the city with additional time to further examine and address the legal issues regarding potential nourishment projects along the Cape Henry Beach. Now, having said that, and having sat in on several conference calls last week with the city and Carl and the AG's office, it's my understanding the city will offer a presentation today with a potential solution that may address some of our concerns and the legal issues. And then maybe Carl could provide some guidance to the commissioners. Staff would just offer that if any conditions are accepted and documents need to be submitted, that we are allowed to review those before the nourishment can occur and the permit issue.
Sounds reasonable. Any questions?
And the city's here, the Corps is here.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Who would like to be heard first? The Corps? Be fine. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Thank you. State your name, please.
Keith Lockwood, environmental scientist for the Corps of Engineers and chief of our technical support section. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll be brief because, as Justin said, there were no objections or concerns regarding the technical aspects of the project and placing dredge material sand beach quality on the beach. But I did want to kind of touch on a couple points showing our support of this project. But the primary purpose for Lynn Haven Inlet Federal Navigation Project is to provide safe navigation into the inlet. So we'll be doing the maintenance dredging this year. We're due, and as in the past, we put it on Ocean Park. But we always work with our local sponsor to try to find the best beneficial use of this material. So the city has come to us, you know, saying that it'd be very beneficial to put it on an eroding shoreline at Cape Henry Beach, whereas in the past, and I recall back in 2003-2004, there was very similar eroding shorelines at Ocean Park, and we were very successful in the 2005-2006 dredging cycle to make that beach much wider and protect that infrastructure and property adjacent to Ocean Park, and that's what we'd like to do here. It's a great opportunity because we only do it once every 3 years. We're definitely going to be doing the maintenance dredging this summer. But if there was, you know, were to be a strong storm or hurricane in the next 3 years, we could, you know, have a higher risk of costly damages to infrastructure in that area, and that cost would be shared by all of us. Just like this project would be beneficial to all of us, private landowners, the city, the Commonwealth, and the federal government. Because if we had a storm that had a lot of damages, we'd have to go in there and do probably emergency dredging and placement. Protect the shoreline like we do in other areas of the country. So with that said, I'll turn it over to the City of Virginia Beach.
Okay, any questions from Mr. Lockwood? Dr. McConaughey.
Which way is the longshore flow along that beach?
It's a nodal point right there at the inlet. So both sides is pretty much equal. So what we're seeing at Ocean Park is it slowly kind of moves back that way. But over the last 3 years, it's been in really great shape. So this side would be moving kind of slowly towards the inlet. Justin left this picture up there. You can kind of see below the shading in the aerial image some areas where, I mean, you're seeing this, especially at high tide. I mean, if you've been down there, it's really close just with a normal high tide. So storm would definitely have impacts without any sort of nourishment activity.
Further questions, Mr. Schick?
I know you're more on the technical side of this, but is the Corps obtaining easements from private citizens that claim ownership of this area, or is the city doing all of that work? The
city's doing all that work. We're just doing the dredging and place material where we can, either on Ocean Park or Cape Henry.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Lockwood. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Bowman. Commission. I'm Chris Boynton. I'm an attorney with the City of Virginia Beach City Attorney's Office. I'm here on behalf of the co-applicant, City of Virginia Beach. First, I do want to reiterate that this is a win-win-win proposition. The obviously the public gets an expanded beach. There's hurricane protection. The Commonwealth benefits. The city benefits. And sand goes to an area that's badly eroded as opposed to Ocean Park, which you just heard, is obviously very sturdy after prior replenishment efforts. Specifically, I'd like to address the concerns that were raised by staff in the run-up to this meeting. And we first want to thank staff for their efforts in reviewing this on an expedited basis. The Corps has a timeline with federal stimulus funding it's working through, and so they were kind to work with us to get on the agenda today, even though I think when the original write-up was prepared, there were still some issues we were working through.
Correct. Thank you.
With respect to the concerns regarding legal aspects, I want to make a couple of clarifications. While it is the city's position with respect to the properties west of J Street that are not part of this application, that it has a prescriptive easement, with respect to all of the parcels in this application, the city either has fee simple title or an express recorded easement to cover the areas of the nourishment. And particularly the areas of concern, which I think are parcels 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17, these are of recent vintage, and those recorded easements say a couple of things. First of all, they say that all easements go from a fixed line to mean low water or as far as the law allows. Obviously, we can't get something they didn't have. And then at some point at mean low water, then the state's interest in the subaqueous lands picks up. Also, in those easement documents, the grantor expressly acknowledges and agrees that no other encroachment or use shall be permitted in the easement area. So that area they've given us, they've given away the right to use the property. So meaningfully, there's no longer a fee interest, although I guess technically there is still a fee interest. But that's all prelude to what we've worked out, we believe, with appreciation of staff and the Attorney General's office and legal counsel for the board. The city has agreed to prepare an agreement that will be recordable in between the city and the Commonwealth regarding the upland properties that the city owns that would make clear that we acknowledge what we believe to be existing law, which is that the subaqueous bottom is owned and ownership will be retained by the Commonwealth while the city would have a property interest in sand placed upon it. Now, that is something that I think will provide an evidentiary basis going forward. And you know, from our understanding of the conference call, that meaningfully addresses the Commonwealth's concerns about protecting the Commonwealth's interest in the subaqueous bottom. It would further reflect that, obviously, beach nourishment is not natural accretion, right, but a man-made, you know, specific one-time event. And we hope that addresses concerns, but obviously you'll hear from your own legal counsel. Further, in addressing the Commonwealth's concern, we agreed to execute an indemnity clause that to the extent that the law allows us to and subject to financial appropriation by the City Council. That would, I think, offer further protections to the Commonwealth in the event of some unexpected suit from all of these property owners who are, again, supportive of this effort and who have not objected to this process, some of whom outside of the contours asking to be included. So based upon that, I'd be happy to answer any questions, and certainly I'd ask counsel for the board to speak up if I've mischaracterized anything, because I certainly did not do so intentionally.
I'd like counsel for the board to ask any questions first that he may have or make any salient points.
Correctly characterize the result of our discussions among the Office of the Attorney General, staff, and City Attorney's Office. The only thing I would comment on is two things. Is the Commission could vote to issue the permit upon execution and completion of the actions called for by the agreement, namely the execution of the agreement by both the city and the commission and the indemnity clause. And secondly, that to the extent that the commission would agree to issue the permit upon completion of those actions, that it would authorize, it might consider authorizing the commissioner to sign that agreement on his behalf. So,
maybe Bob or something else. Good to go. Questions of the members of the commission? Dr. McConaughey?
Now that I see the site towards the inlet, those properties aren't included. If the longshore flow is moving that way, would that be considered accretion to those properties, even though it was beach filled or
good question.
It may well be accretion. They may well reap a benefit of enhancement of their private properties that the nourished area upland owners do not. On the other hand, it may well, and I think this is not really 100% black and white, black letter law, because if it occurs soon, within, you know, a few months, an argument might be made that it is also the result of this artificial nourishment. The problem that I understand, and staff has pointed out to me, a case involved in Norfolk where something similar to that happened, but it was technically capable of, there was technically amenable to distinguishing the types of fill that went in, and subsequently that was ordered by a court to be removed. I don't think that would be the case here, that you could distinguish the type of sand that is being added, which would then migrate to the uncovered flats.
Counsel?
If I might add one other thing, Senator Stolle, as part of this negotiation, has committed the Virginia Beach delegation to advancing in the next legislative session a bill that would make this more clear going forward, that it is on a citywide basis for future projects, not accretion, even if it moves, but rather is this the result of this man-made act. So hopefully that gives us a more long-term solution as that works through the session.
Okay. Matters before the commission. Or is there anybody else who wants to be heard? Sounds to me like technical aspects have been taken care of and now the legal issues have been resolved. To your satisfaction, counsel? Matters. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would suggest that we, on the advice of counsel, authorize the commissioner to execute the agreement. And so I would offer a motion that we approve the permit subject to the execution of the agreement and indemnity clause and reporting of the agreement, and that we authorize the commissioner to execute the agreement on behalf of the commission.
So second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thanks to all involved. I know toward the end of last week things were fast and furious and it resulted in a lot of work, Carl, and the Office of Attorney General, City of Virginia Beach, and to my staff. I really want to thank you all for working hard to make this possible.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the morning agenda. Jack, fishery items afternoon. Is that what was advertised? We will reconvene at 12:15. Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, do you want to... Are there any public hearing requests that we might handle before we break?
One.
There's one, but industry will be coming.
Comment on that.
Is lunch here yet? Mel is. It's here then. Dinner served.